everyone. I'm Amanda. And today we're talking about the scariest topic on the internet. Turning 30.
Damn.
It's crazy. Chance, no reaction. Cool. Hold for dramatic, scary noise.
It's pretty good.
Hey, Courtney.
Hey, Amanda.
Friend of Smosh, comedian.
Hi.
What's up? Is this your first assumption video?
This is my first assumptions, yep.
How do you feel?
I feel assumed.
Oh. Yeah. You feel cozy?
I feel nice. I feel great. This is nice. It's cool to be here. Yes.
How old are you? Be real.
Be real.
Listen,
this
I don't
think, a vulnerable set, right?
Yeah, I don't think people should lie about their age.
And I would never lie. So, with that being said, 32.
Nice.
Okay, you said that weirdly.
Did I?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
You looked at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
Because we're almost 10 years apart.
That's so wild that you just said that.
Why is he on the stage?
I don't know.
If he's actually... I can't tell if you're lying.
What do you mean?
Look at his face. Look,
that's an honest person right
there. Look at his face.
We live in LA. That doesn't mean anything.
He's such a baby. It's crazy how young
he is. He's gotten a lot of work done.
Yeah. he could be 50 for all I know.
Hassan Piker. Hi.
Hi.
How old are you?
I'm 34.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And you know what? I believe that.
Yeah.
You said it with conviction. Yeah, you said it proudly.
Yeah, you thought I was 36.
No, that's not true. Nicole said you were 36, so I came up to you coming in hot, and I said, you're 36, right? And you were like, wow.
Yeah. I was like, I should...
Yeah. Well, you actually
am I allowed to say that on Smosh?
Yeah.
You know what? Nicole just did this.
Yeah.
So we're good to go.
Okay.
Okay, so you're 34. I apologize.
Unfortunately. For that. Yes.
Wait, no, what's wrong with being 34?
What do you mean, come on?
Yeah, you're 20.
Seven.
I still don't know if that's real.
Nobody, I literally.
Amanda, your turn.
Here's the deal. I don't know Chance's age. I've known him for maybe 4 years, and I have no idea how old he is. I thought he was 21. I thought he was 27. I thought he was 40 for so long.
I'm looking to see what kind of reaction he gives you off of that to judge where he is, and he's giving nothing.
You will give nothing.
Great poker face.
Look at him. I'm 38. Proud.
Okay, so what questions you got on the ice?
So anyways, all right, let's get into it. Since we are the elders of Smosh, yeah, that's what we're called, bro, the elders on the internet, because I think if you're over the age of 30, you're an elder.
Yes.
An unk in some communities.
Yeah, an unk. Mm-hmm. I'm not an unk, though, right?
If it's in your heart to be an unk, you're an unk.
Okay.
Or you could be an auntie.
I could be an auntie. I could be mother. No, mother's like done, right? Am I right?
You're not mother. You are a mother, but you're not mother.
Oh, my God.
Why am I not mother?
Well, am I daddy?
Definitely not.
See?
You're baby boy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
27, we're pushing it.
Yeah, total. He understands.
Yeah.
Basically, the audience asked a bunch of questions of what they assume is going to happen when you turn 30. So since Chance won't know, but he can assume, he'll join in on the conversation since he's baby boy. And I'm auntie, I guess, for this round. And for those of you who are 30 or older, I don't like the way they used older, but okay. We asked the wildest things you've heard others assume about people who are 30 or older. Okay, so we're going to get into it.
Ooh.
Hassan Piker, hi, big time streamer. That's what's written here.
Cool.
Are you a big time streamer?
I guess that's what the iPad's saying.
Here's what's crazy. I met you today and I've never seen anything that you've ever done.
Wow, what a boost of confidence for me that was. Great way to start the show.
I've heard everyone's so excited.
Yeah.
But I saw you outside and you were like, is this Smosh? And I said, yeah, who are you?
Yeah.
She was scared.
That's literally what happened.
I was scared. I will say I was scared. You walked in and I was like,
it's
this
the military
man
jacket
is coming in to take over the building. But then I met you in your suite.
Thank you.
You're a sweetie.
Okay.
Has everyone ever called you sweet?
No.
Okay.
That's not usually what they refer to me as.
What do they say?
Terrorist. Okay. That's usually number one.
That's awesome. Yeah. And that's like being in your 30s, man.
Yeah. It's kind of like, being 30 plus is basically you're a terrorist.
Yeah, of the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get that.
We should just make space for
the babies?
Yeah, for more 18-year-olds.
Yeah, we should, because they know exactly what they're talking about.
But we
about.
Won't. It's kind of like, you know how like boomers own everything and they just won't die?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they won't
And you're
die.
Always like, come on, man. Like when you see a boomer walking up the stairs, you're like, maybe he falls.
Yeah. And I can get his house?
And then exactly.
Give it
up. Oh, please. There's a million kids in line for that house. They're all fighting to the death.
That's what I mean. They're all waiting. They're all waiting for the boomers to fall
when they're going up the stairs. They get up to the top, the they're like, And you're like, oh, you made it. Uh-huh. Damn it.
That's how I see ourselves, the boomers of the internet, occupying these spaces where, you know, these teeny boppers could be. Could be, you know,
but what do these teeny boppers really have to say, though?
Not a word, not a thing. They haven't lived.
I disagree. I mean, they've invented entire new lexicons. They're talking about mogging. Yeah.
What is that?
It's when you dominate someone in a particular field. It's like very animalistic. So,
whoa.
What do you thought it was?
What did you think it was?
I thought it was like child.
Mogging?
Yeah, yeah. See, okay, like you just mogged us with mogged us.
He's one of the young ones.
So like mean mugging.
It's
mogging.
Yeah.
Okay. So
it comes from, if you guys want to know like the actual background, I've conducted anthropological studies on this stuff.
Oh my God.
So
I guess I need to watch more of your videos.
Yeah. So it comes from AMOG, which means alpha male of the group. This is initially a bodybuilding form terminology turned into a lookism form terminology. So it comes from like deep right wing forums and the internet where like a lot of incels congregated, and then it made its way somehow to TikTok.
Hassan, that sucks.
Alpha male of the group.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, now you do.
Do you know what was cool, though? Your explanation of it. I was really going down with you.
Yeah.
This is what I do professionally.
Yeah, no, I know. And you stream for 8 hours at a time.
Yeah.
Every day, you said.
Every day.
And you eat lunch on camera.
I do. Everyone always yells at me.
Oh, do people have an issue with you eating with your mouth open or something?
No, they're like, why are you eating on camera every day? They'll be like, oh, you're always eating. It's like, no, you always tune in at the same time as I eat at the same time.
Because they're
day.
On lunch.
Yes. Exactly.
Who has more cultural relevance, the gays or right-wing alpha males?
That's such a good question.
I said this wasn't a gotcha, but now it's a gotcha.
Wait, what do you mean?
That's such a good question, Chance.
A lot of the right-wing alpha males are gay.
And you heard it here.
So therefore,
and I know that's right.
That's a fact.
Good answer. Good answer.
So
good answer.
Therefore, it's both gay. So it's gays.
Both and that's gays. What I've been so saying. It's gays.
And that's what I've been saying.
Gays win.
Gays always win. Wow. Okay. Courtney, I already introduced you. Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Chance Young.
We already did this. What's the question?
Guess what? I'm doing my thing. I have the power here.
She has the iPad.
It says that the wonderful Chance McCrary,
respect
but I'm
your
gonna
elders.
Skip past that.
I will not.
Yeah, respect your elders. Seriously. I could fall down the stairs.
I was about to say that.
That I could fall down the stairs?
You could.
I won't.
You could be pushed to.
Dum, dum, dum.
This episode of Assumptions is sponsored by Stitch Fix. Clothes shopping is always a hassle. I go into stores, try things on, and nothing fits right. The employees say, hey, this is a tire store. You are wearing a tire. And it's just so frustrating. Luckily, there's Stitch Fix. Okay, so here's how it works. I took a quick style quiz where I put my budget, size, and style. I matched with a real human who handles the rest. They send a fix box with clothes that actually fit and don't make me look like a tire. It's no risk, all style. I can try on my clothes in the comfort of my garage. Keep what works and send back the rest. Free shipping and returns and no subscription required. Plus, get a free try-on for your first order. It saves so much time. The clothes fit just right. And they make sense on my all-terrain body. Since using Stitch Fix, I've been getting so many compliments on my clothes. These clothes fit so well. And this is better than a tire because it covers more than just one part of your body. Stop shopping and get styled today at stitchfix.com/assumptions to get $20 off your first order. That's stitchfix.com/assumptions. Now, back to the show.
Okay, let's get into the first assumption here. Do not push me down the stairs. As a 27-year-old, this isn't reading from me. This is someone else on the internet. I feel like 30 is the bar where other adults start seeing you as an adult, finally. Mm-hmm. Like your 20s are just training wheels for adulthood. Is that true?
I think when people hit their Saturn return, like 28 and up. So next year.
Very interesting.
Okay.
That age is very particular. Why did you choose that one age?
That's just when the Saturn return starts to happen.
Your Saturn returns at 27, and then what happens at 27? You change?
You start looking at your previous life and your upbringing and your, like, what happened before and your patterns, and then you start to recognize, and then you start to change.
Oh, I guess I can kind of relate to that. I feel like that didn't happen for me until I turned 30.
And that's exactly what the question says.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I've never reflected a day in my life.
He doesn't even own a mirror.
That's lies.
Well, yeah.
You don't own a mirror?
No, I do own mirrors.
Yeah.
I'm not a vampire.
Yeah, you're not a vampire.
But what I was going to say is, I thought that would be the case, but No, I feel like a lot of older people still look at you like you're a child. And I'm like, I'm 34.
I agree. I was going to say it does not feel like adult. Mm-hmm. I don't think adult is until like you're 45, 50.
What?
Even 40s to me.
Yeah, that sounds insane for people that are like under the age of 30
I
to
know.
Hear.
It sounds crazy. Yeah, you. But I guess because my sister's like 44 and she's like living her best life. And she, I guess she's an adult. I don't know. I think of adult as like 50.
The older you get, the more it's going to go. You're like, adult's like 65.
Yeah, yeah, right? An adult is like 85.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, guys, I have a secret. I lied in the intro.
Why would you do that?
I'm not 32.
How old you called are you?
I'm 28. Someone asked me to be in this, and I said yes. I was afraid of disappointment.
Oh my God, you're so stressed out.
I'm so stressed out, and I'm like,
you literally.
And you know, I'm usually a good guy. I don't tell fibs.
I was
I
gonna
lie.
Say
and,
you
and,
didn't and, seem like yourself in the
and
beginning.
I've been sitting in this chair, sweating this entire time.
Wait, that's my chair. I have to sit
I know
that
you're gonna have to sit in this later, and it's gonna be wet with
it's
my marks.
Soaked. I was gonna say you didn't seem like you were being your true self.
I wasn't. Now.
What the hell is going on? Why am I the only? How old are you really?
I'm 38, really.
She's okay. Clearly 38. Wait, sorry.
I am going to cut you.
Yeah. But
38-year-olds can fight.
The chances for about the Saturn return, I feel like I had that recently of just I'm looking back at my life and looking at how my parents raised me. And I'm like, man, my parents weren't perfect. They were doing the best they could with
yes.
the resources they had. So let me not get mad that my dad took $75 for me so I can go to basketball camp to buy Pampers for my little sister. And I was like, damn. I held that grudge for a long time.
He took $75 from you so he could buy diapers for your sister.
Yes.
Okay, but what if you were an NBA prospect and he just cut that short?
I know. A 5'9"
you know
NBA prospect.
Diapers? Do you know how many diapers you purchase?
For $75?
Yeah. Could have had a Pampers sponsor brand deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could have.
But, you know, I decided to forgive and let that man live.
Wow. You let him live?
I disagree.
I was like, wait till I get
I'm
tall enough.
I'm so glad.
So, watch out for stairs, Pops.
You guys need to stop pushing old people down the stairs. It's actually getting crazy
You're
in
not
here.
Pushing them, they fall.
They fall.
Right. So do you think when you turn 30, you'll be an adult?
Oh, for sure. More so than I am now. I feel like each year you just get more little wiser and wiser and unker and unker.
Do you feel like an adult?
No.
Yeah.
Not even a little bit.
What makes you not feel like
I have a child and I still feel like I'm figuring it out as like a, I don't feel like a kid, but I still am like.
So just figuring it out is like what justifies
I guess
an
maybe
adult
you never
not.
Become an adult. I feel like when you say that you're an adult, that's good. That's mature of you. But I think you should always feel a little bit like.
A child.
A child, like an inner child. But,
sense of whimsy, a sense of wonder.
Yeah, a sense of whimsy.
I don't,
all whimsy, I can tell.
I don't, I mean, yeah, I feel like I have no real responsibilities, even though I do, I like take care of my whole family. But
yeah.
I don't know, in my mind, I still feel like I'm an idiot. I'm a kid.
You take care of your whole family?
I mean, yeah.
That's like quintessential adult.
That is adulthood. Yeah.
But even then, I just don't feel like an adult.
Sure.
You know,
I kind of hear you on that.
Yeah, I feel that because I do send money back home from time to time, and then I do find myself just like
just $75 though,
just $75 at a time.
You're like not 76,
and a little basketball. Be like, remember this?
Yeah, remember this? I could have been in the NBA.
Nah, but yeah, sending money back home, but then also like twerking in the mirror, butt naked from time to time. I'm like,
whoa, butt naked?
Oh yeah, after the shower, I'm like, look at this.
Are you looking in the mirror while you're twerking, or is your ass to the mirror?
I can see my ass from the front.
What?
I can see my ass.
So you
ass
have two mirrors? Do you have a mirror right here and a mirror right here?
No, I'm just so thick it wraps around me.
That's disgusting.
Wraps around my thighs.
You're sick.
What's so thick? Your ass or the mirror?
Okay. Yes.
Should we move on to the next question? I love this. I need to get two mirrors.
Where are you going
to
place them?
I was just going to say up and down. I got out of bed like
confused as shit.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know me that well.
I feel like I wouldn't want to see what's going on from that angle if I got right out of bed.
Yeah, probably
things
not.
Are dangling.
Yeah.
That's adulthood.
Oh, you sleep naked.
Sometimes, yeah.
Ah, real man. Yeah.
Same.
What?
You guys don't sleep naked?
Basketball shorts.
Yeah, sometimes basketball shorts. Just in case I got
a
hoop.
Sleep in a silk slip like me?
A silk slip? What's that mean?
It's a dress that's silk and it's a slip.
I don't even know what a slip is, but no, I don't think I
it's
have
just something
anything.
You just slip on in.
Yeah, you slip
or just slip on.
I don't think I own anything silk.
We got to change that.
See, this is adulthood. You are an adult.
I actually think
if
I am.
You sleep
an adult.
In silk, you're an adult.
I've been
you're an adult
in silk
or you're a princess.
For a long time,
and you ain't no princess.
Though.
Yeah. Because it's like, I feel like, what is that? Like, is that the female equivalent of like what I assume is like a smoking jacket?
Yeah,
that like
yeah, yeah. A silk
Hugh Hefner
is a
slept
smoking
in?
Jacket. Yeah.
No, I just mean like, isn't yes. that the same material? Like the Hugh yes. Hefner wears like those robes?
Yes.
When you sleep in a robe, you're old.
Yes, I don't sleep in a robe, though.
Well, you sleep in silk. It's
yeah,
the same
I
thing.
Sleep in silk. I guess I am an adult. I feed my child. I gave birth.
Unk.
I'm an adult.
How many, how much back pain do you have?
A lot.
There you go.
All the time.
That's what, that
I'm
was like.
It.
Did you save your breast milk?
I did. That's yeah.
Cool. Did you freeze it?
Yes.
Are you Homelander?
I did. There's two in the freezer just for emergencies.
Okay, I'll call you about it later then.
Okay.
That's crazy. The reason why I asked about the back pain thing was because when I turned 30, the day I turned 30, I had back pain.
Do you know what's crazy about the day I turned 30 is I could not drink the way that I used to.
Sure.
I would immediately get hungover and I couldn't eat the food that I wanted to eat all the time.
Yeah, milk hits different.
Milk fucks me up.
Wait, really?
Yeah, the older you... I mean, I feel like the older I got, the more I just couldn't do the whole milk anymore.
It's L for both of you guys.
Yeah, it's
I love dairy. I'm a dairy boy.
You drink dairy every night?
All the time.
Wow.
Every night? Wow. I mean, maybe not every night. Let's not get crazy.
Let's not get crazy.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, I have my ice cream,
whoa.
Cheese, dairy products. Maybe it's because I'm Turkish, though. We have a lot of dairy
we
in our
We have a lot
cuisine.
Of dairy. I also like ice cream and whole milk. I love whole milk.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm really just getting into it.
Like, I feel like this is, you know, if 15-year-old watches this, they're gonna be like, they like whole milk? What are they talking about?
Yeah, they're gonna be like, turn this off. This yeah, is boring as hell.
What the hell? Talk about mogging.
Yeah, go back to the mogging part in the manosphere. Yeah. Okay, men over 30 should not celebrate their birthday. It's embarrassing.
What?
I agree.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why?
Wait,
so
why?
Women can do it?
I mean, I think...
Like girls trip.
Yeah, woo!
I think it's a bit much. Especially if you're like a birthday, like week person.
Woo!
Oh.
Really, what are we doing?
Okay, so Chance loves his birthday. Here's the deal about Chance. He plans his birthday like maybe a month and a half in advance.
Wow.
He loves his birthday.
I've only got a couple more, apparently.
Yeah.
He's really upset
my opinion
about
of
that.
You couldn't get worse. Anyway, oh. So you're already, you're there.
And, I don't care.
Wow. Do you not celebrate your birthday?
I mean, I reluctantly do.
Are you looking at the time because you're ready to go?
No. I just wanted to, yeah. Father time. Comes for us all.
It's like, yeah, I celebrate my birthday. Next question.
I don't like celebrating it, but I've never really liked celebrating it. I think it's because I when I was a kid, my mom always wanted to throw these like big parties, big birthday parties. And I just always feel like there's tremendous pressure on your birthday to be like noticed and recognized.
Yes.
But it's also not because of anything that I've actually done. It's not a significant accomplishment. I was just born. Everyone on this planet is born.
Okay, hold on. But there's a lot of people who aren't born.
Okay.
That's
true. But they don't know. They don't know it.
Exactly. But he knows it and deserves to celebrate it.
No, but I hear what he's saying is he's like, I want to work for this big celebration.
Yeah.
I'm not working for it. I was just born.
Yeah. I didn't do anything for it.
Yeah.
But what did you do all year?
Yeah. But
oh, yeah. That's what you could see. That's how he sees his birthday.
I know, but it's like
that.
The things that I do during the year, we celebrate when I do them.
I also consider it more of a celebration of the people around me. So like I'm dishing out a lot of money for my birthday so that you guys can have a good time.
See, I used to do a huge party for my birthday. Karaoke birthday. I know it sounds weird, but it's so fun. And then this year I was like, no. I want to go have like a gorgeous dinner with just my partner and that's it. And then like maybe have like a little celebration here with some friends. I don't know. I felt like too much pressure to like, I have to be in a good mood that exact day that I plan the celebration. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, for sure. Like me, I haven't really celebrated birthdays as a kid anyway. So like it started getting annoying when I started dating people. And it's like, Courtney, what are we going to do for your birthday? I'm like, I don't know. Courtney, you got to do something. You got to do something. Can I call your friends? Can I do anything? And I'm like, what do you want to do? You want to do an activity? You just want to eat dinner? I'm like, I just want to age.
So now I'm
going through that of like.
That's a thing where partners or friends really want to know what you're doing for your birthday. And then you feel like. That's also a pressure. You're like, I guess I have to do this for them.
I don't know how long I can keep it up. I'm gonna have to lie some more.
Listen, when you turn 30, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, yay. I forgot about that.
Right?
Yeah, the older you get, the more naked you can be in locker rooms. And that translates to, like, everything else in your life.
When are you
well.
In a locker room?
It's a gym.
Oh.
And, like, yeah. if you go to, like, one of those spas.
Oh, I mean, you're naked all the time.
You guys don't, that doesn't happen on the women's side?
Oh, we're naked all the time, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, I yeah. feel like you go to the Equinox locker room.
We're all making out the whole time. Like, it's crazy. We're all in the steam room just making out. It is true,
okay,
guys.
That is the Equinox sauna, though, actually. They had to put placards up to be like, stop f***ing in here.
You go to the West Hollywood one?
Not anymore.
Oh, not anymore.
I got turned out too much.
Yeah.
Oh!
That's hilarious. That's so funny.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, stop, guys.
Guys, stop.
Guys, stop.
I have to work out.
Is it co-ed? The sauna?
No, it's not.
Yeah, well,
you're talking like you've never been inside of a gym before. It's kind of shocking me a little
guys,
bit.
Guys, I don't really go to the gym. I'll do like classes.
Fancy. Don't you do like jujitsu or some shit?
Muay Thai.
Oh, Muay Thai.
Jesus. So you could have whooped my ass when I walked in when you were like, who is this random stranger?
Well, you came up so fast, like so intense. You're like, is this the Smosh Studios? And I was just like, yes. Are you infiltrating this building?
Yeah, you were like, who are you?
I was like, who are you? And then you introduced yourself and I was like, okay. Yeah, I could have whooped your ass, but I didn't.
Thank you.
And so this is a direct assumption from Angela, who you met earlier. People who are 30 pee more. It's a serious one, guys. She said it while we were all putting on our makeup.
That's true. I remember,
you're in your 20s.
I'm going to talk about improv classes for a second at the Groundlings.
Uh-oh.
All the older people in the class would be like, can we take a bathroom break? I'm like, this is a 3-hour class. What are we doing?
What do you mean? Of course you need a bathroom.
Yeah, of course.
An hour in,
you have to go to the bathroom and then right before the class ends.
No.
Yeah, if you break the seal, it's over.
It's done.
You pee one time, you got to pee like 10 more times.
10 more times, exactly.
And it makes sense for you because you are a big streamer.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Oh, I didn't even...
Oh, no. Turn his camera off.
His camera's on me?
Turn his camera off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What do you do when you're streaming?
I just get
diaper?
Up to pee.
Yeah, yeah.
Diaper?
Yeah.
Yeah. I am an Amazon employee at the end of the day, technically. Twitch is owned by Amazon. No, but it gets crazy sometimes because, like, they've timed my pisses. Like, there was an Excel spreadsheet.
Who is they? What are you talking
like,
about?
Like, people in my community, my audience, sometimes they get a little too parasocial.
No.
And, yes, they've literally timed my like, the amount of time I take during pisses. There's an Excel spreadsheet out there.
Like,
but why?
They send it to you?
What is the reason?
I found it.
How did you find it?
I saw them sharing it in the community.
That's so
why
funny.
Are they, what is the
yeah,
data?
What is the reason?
I have no idea.
What does the data prove?
I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
But sometimes people will be
I'll keep asking, but...
No, but sometimes people will be like, because I drink a lot of coffee and I drink a lot of bevs throughout
of
the
bevs.
Entire duration of the 8 hours that I'm live. And yes, I do pee a lot for that reason. But sometimes people be like, you've been pissing a lot more lately. Should you maybe consult a medical professional? I'm like,
oh no, they're like, worried for your health.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing.
It's annoying. It's very annoying.
They care.
They do. It sound like they care. They care about you.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm 34. My prostate is fine. Okay?
God.
Jesus Christ.
They don't want you to die.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. The standards of what someone is expected to have accomplished by age 30 are based on an economy and value system that don't really exist anymore in the U.S.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
Mm.
Yeah. What are your thoughts about that?
Do you own a house?
Exactly.
No.
Right.
Do you?
No.
It's L.A.
Yeah.
Who owns a house in L.A.?
Yeah.
And if they do, trust me, they are...
Who would ever own a house in Los Angeles?
Oh, you do, don't you?
Oh, no.
Those pieces of shit.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
You do.
Wow.
Yeah. Own a house in L.A. and your whole family?
Hey, so does Anthony.
Shut up!
Anthony's not here. He's not here right now.
I was just thinking about how he owns a house.
Honestly, good
and
for you.
People
I think
should
that's
get mad
great.
At him for that.
I think it's fucking great. You should own a house.
I got canceled.
Yeah,
for
but it's
why?
Fox News wrote about it. Socialist owns a house.
What?
I'm not even kidding. That literally was the
what?
That was the headline.
Why do they care? They just want to get after you for anything.
Well, they did that to Bernie, too. They were like, Bernie Sanders owns two homes.
In Vermont?
One in Vermont and one in D.C. that he rents.
He's 100 years old. He can do whatever he wants.
He should have more than two.
Yeah, he should. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
He has a little log cabin, too, so it's technically three.
What is he doing in there? Knitting? What
I don't
cutie.
Know.
Stoking a fire.
Stoking.
Stroking?
Stoking.
It's stoking.
Word.
Right?
That was a question. You know me, I think it sounds stoking, because stroking a fire sounds...
It's like what Chance is doing to his mic right now. He's stoking the fire.
I'm stoking the fire.
All righty.
Oh, no.
Did we all answer that question?
What was the question?
Yeah.
The system of values.
Yeah.
Expectations of where you're supposed to be.
I do think that if you turn a certain age in America, it really is like you need to own a home, you need to get married, you need to have kids. That's what people
think. I don't think so anymore. I think that I agree with the question.
I don't think so anymore either. I think that that's like what it was, and now it's totally different.
We're too broke.
It's the classic, like, I don't understand. Why don't you just have a good handshake and stare directly in the eyes of your boss, and then you're hired for 65 years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then they give you a Rolex and a pension. It's like none of those things exist.
Yeah.
What is a job? Jobs don't exist.
I know. My mom was like, drop off your resume at Paramount. I'm like,
yeah. Just go in and audition.
She's like, drop off your resume. I'm like,
talk to Mr. Mount.
I'm like, what? Mr. Mount.
Mr. Mount.
First name Para. I was like, what?
Even that's... like, I have no idea how people are getting managers or agents. If you're just moving to LA trying to start your acting career.
I have no idea.
No.
I don't. I'm like,
no.
How did I do it? I can't even remember how I did that.
I would cold email, but then it went nowhere.
Do you remember postcards?
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
You would send postcards of your headshot. And so many people are like, this really matters, you guys.
Postcards?
Because it's just a picture of you that says, thanks so much, or whatever. They would be like, oh, okay, when the casting directors are casting, they're going to go through their stack of postcards and look at your picture. I'm like,
oh, wow.
All those postcards went in the trash.
Yeah.
Guys, I did all that. It was terrible.
Wow.
And like newsletter emails. People still do it. Do they work?
What is that?
Oh, just where am I? Just like, am I on another just planet? Like,
I have email no blast? Idea what you're talking about.
Guys.
Newsletter?
Newsletter emails?
Did I take the wrong classes?
No.
Did you do one of those things where it's like, if you give us $100, we'll teach you
the
secret?
Oh, I absolutely did 100 million pyramid schemes when I first
Okay, heard. Well then, yeah.
And it's literally a newsletter like, hey, it's me again. I'm doing a comedy show.
I was like, blah, 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 a Substack, like a blog or something like that to tell people like what you got going on.
Yes.
I get that.
Yeah, so that system doesn't exist.
Yeah, no one does that anymore. Okay.
This episode of Assumptions is sponsored by Shopify. I know you've been sitting on that idea. It's been percolating in the back of your brain. Well, I'm here to tell you to go for it. And you might be thinking, well, I don't have the tools or I don't know how to do it. And that's why I recommend and use Shopify. Shopify is your one-stop shop. Shopify has templates, so no need to learn how to code. Your storefront will look stunning. Have you seen the Smosh website? I mean, it looks amazing, and we want it to be easy. So when you check out and return again, you can purchase your items in one single click. Shopify powers millions of businesses worldwide, from household names like Mattel and Gymshark to small businesses just getting started. Doesn't that give you the confidence to start your business? Go do that now. All you need is the idea. Shopify handles the rest. Yes. Start your free trial at shopify.com/assumptions. Start your free trial at shopify.com/assumptions. That's shopify.com/assumptions. Now, back to the show.
Once you turn 30, it's time to delete TikTok.
Oh, that's actually fun.
I've downloaded TikTok after 30.
So did I.
Yeah.
And then I deleted it.
I haven't deleted it.
Do you like it?
No,
like
I hate it now.
Wait, no. You had no choice.
I had no choice.
TikTok wasn't around before you were 30.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, it's my true. God. You're so right.
You know what's crazy? It is true.
It's true.
So like, I'm not really upset.
No.
But I feel like everyone else is upset, so I'm going to get upset.
You don't have to.
No, no one's else upset.
Yeah, okay.
No, I shouldn't.
I'm upset
you
on
too,
your
though.
Behalf.
You too, right?
I'm 34.
Yeah.
TikTok definitely too, right? existed before I was. Yeah. But I mean, it doesn't matter. I never used it until like a couple years ago. And maybe when I was like 30 or maybe 31, 32, I don't know. But new TikTok sucks. Like post Ellison purchase,
yes.
My algorithm was like busted for 2 weeks. It was like showing me like random MAGA grandmas.
Do you have TikTok?
Yes and no. I have the app, but I don't go on it.
I feel like no one's really going on it that much anymore. Or is that just an
people
assumption?
Are definitely going on. Yeah,
I look up recipes on it.
Do you know what I do on it? I watch like someone breaking down a full court case. That's where I'm at in my life. A TikToker will go in there and break down the top moments.
That's a crazy intro.
That's wild.
Yeah. You are a nerd.
I know.
That's insane. And you have no idea who I am. Like, and you were talking shit.
I was talking mad.
That's crazy.
I was talking mad shit.
And you like unsolved murder mysteries, right?
Oh, unsolved mysteries?
Yeah, like all the murder docs.
I love all of it.
All right, it tracks.
I watch those docuseries. I'm crazy. I'll go like hours on it. It's okay.
I don't understand that fascination at all.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, more power to you.
I'm so fascinated by the people and by, like, how the justice system, like, what they're doing to get to a verdict. Anyways, that's for, like, a different show. I could, if anyone's interested in
it. I like the interrogation footage. That's what I like.
Me too. I love that. Like, yeah. First 48, such a good show.
I used to react to JCS and all these other interrogation
You used to do react videos?
I still do react videos.
So. Of interrogation, though. Like, no, but of interrogation.
Yeah, go check them out. There's a million views.
I think that's probably what I'll start watching of yours.
Okay, that's what hooked a lot of people initially.
Really?
I'm pretty sure. That and MasterChef.
What did you do for MasterChef?
I was just watching MasterChef.
What did you do for MasterChef? I was just watching MasterChef. Yeah.
Sure.
And you were commenting on people?
Yeah.
Oh, I will watch that.
Yeah.
I love MasterChef.
Who's your favorite MasterChef?
No idea. I don't know.
Not you.
Oh, okay. thanks for asking.
There was a guy named Cutter that we used to make a lot of jokes about.
Oh.
But he was like kind of like a hog.
Okay.
Hog?
Yeah, like right wing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think most MasterChefs are right wing?
Mm. No.
Okay. The Hangovers, ?
Oh my God.
They're terrible.
Let's just say, may or may not have had a little drinking problem when I was growing up.
Okay.
But
this is a vulnerable set.
Yeah. But I think post 30, I mean, I quit drinking a long time ago. Now I just like every now and then we'll have one drink or whatever. Uh-huh. But I don't think I'll ever have a drinking problem ever again because I slam back one whiskey at a party. And I'm out the next day.
Done.
It's insane. Whoa. I feel like I start getting hungover while I'm at the event.
Me too.
Where I'm like, okay, I am way too buzzed for no reason. I just took one alcoholic drink, one shot. And now, by the time I want to exit the venue, I'm already like, oh, give me a walker.
I totally agree. Mine's exactly the same. If I have like a mezcal or a gin martini, which is my favorite, one and done.
Is it because of your tolerance?
My tolerance is lower, I think, because I didn't drink for nine months. But still, ever since I turned 30, and in my 20s,
I didn't drink for 9 months, but it's ever since I turned 30. It's like, no, it's because you haven't drank for 9 months.
Yeah, but still, when I was turning 30, I still, listen.
You looking back at your glory days.
It's
like,
all of it. I literally would feel hungover at a party with hard alcohol. And then wine is my favorite. And now I'll have like a glass of wine and I'm like, ooh, dead the next day.
But it's good, you know?
It's
now,
better.
Now you're healthier because you can't drink.
Yeah. No, true. It's true. It like stops you.
Yeah. I'm not a big drinker either way. I stayed home for college and my parents were sort of strict. So I couldn't stay out past 11. And that's when things start to pop off.
Yeah.
And so I used to be the first ones to parties to help them set up. And then
leave.
And then leave. I was like, oh, Courtney, where are you
that's
going?
Really
I'm like,
sweet.
That's really good.
Oh my God.
I didn't want to help set up, but like, I just wanted to be with community.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A little bit.
That's a sweet. Devastating social development.
Yeah. Hey.
That's crazy.
And I lived like 30, 40 minutes from like the city. So it's like, I couldn't drive drunk. Never drive drunk.
No,
so
never.
I couldn't really get lit. If I walked through, my parents would be like, if they see me walking different, like, hey, what's going on? What's going on with you? Come here. And I'm like, I remember I ate an edible once and I had to rush past them.
Oh, boy.
It was crazy. I was just living on edge.
Yeah, edibles are crazy.
Y'all ediblers?
I don't really smoke weed anymore either. I stopped everything.
Look at us. Aren't you guys having fun? When you turn 30s.
That's what happened at 34.
When you turn 30, your body hurts. You don't drink.
I wake up at 6 every morning.
Me too.
I work out. I listen to podcasts while I work out. I don't even listen to music.
Wait, what's
and
your
then I stream for 8 hours.
Eat 7 boiled eggs.
Yeah. Well, I don't eat until 3 p.m., but I eat 1.5 pounds of straight white chicken breast every day.
This is outrageous.
That sucks, dude.
I love my life. No, I know. Everyone is like, why are you doing any of those things? You can just not do any of those things and be perfectly
happy. Do you ever enjoy?
I enjoy every moment of it.
I love that.
Yeah. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Are you seasoning this chicken?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I hope so. Well, any olive oil?
I'm Turkish. Yeah.
He's Turkish. You get it?
Okay.
No, of course. We use spices. But yeah, it's a lot of fun for me. I would not recommend it to a single other soul.
Wait, what are the podcasts that you're listening to in the morning?
Up first.
Las Culturistas.
No, but you know.
A good hang with Amy Poehler.
No, up first.
NPR.
NPR, yeah. Just like a bunch of NPR, like the NPR News Hours. Sometimes The Daily.
I love The Daily. Now. I listen to The Daily every single morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like my thing.
Sometimes it sucks.
Sometimes it does suck.
Or
but I like the Friday quiz. What? Or what?
Barbaro. Mike Barbaro?
Mm-hmm.
The guy?
Mm-hmm. I think I know who that guy is. I thought it was hosted by a woman all the time.
The New York Times Daily?
Yeah.
He's the OG. There is a female host as well.
Yeah, that's... The Daily. Yeah, yeah, okay. I guess I listen to her more. It's crazy. All right, so I'm 29... And I assume I'll get judged if I go out clubbing when I'm 30. I've never been to a club before, but want to go out in New York City for my 30th birthday. I'm just afraid of getting judged for my age now that people seem to treat 30 as the new 50, at least online.
That's crazy.
Honestly.
Okay, there's a lot of assumptions here. Do we think 30 is being treated as 50 online? Kinda.
Yes.
Yes.
Kinda. Absolutely.
People really do think that I'm like heading to a retirement home.
But I think 50-year-olds should be able to go out and club.
Actually, we should stop.
We should increase the age of who gets to go clubbing.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should stop letting people under the age of like 30.
I agree. Clubs.
I think
just
I love
let them
that.
All be old people.
Because are they really having a good time?
And they should be
30?
Working anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, get to work.
Yeah.
Get to work.
Get to work.
Get to work or finish your schooling.
Get
one of the two.
Get to work.
Because no one dances in the club anymore.
They don't.
No one booties down like they used to.
They text in the middle of the dance floor.
Oh my God, baby.
I haven't been to a club in 5 years, but yeah, they do that.
No one's
That's
having a good time.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So are you at a music show just standing and texting?
Yeah.
Oh, you're my nightmare.
I don't even go to music shows, but if I were, I would be.
What is a music show?
Yeah.
Like a concert?
Yeah.
Guys, my husband goes to fucking like trance shows, techno shows. They're music shows. Am I crazy? That's the other thing. I say something really cool and you guys are just on my ass
about
it.
Who told you that? Who told you it was really cool?
My journal did.
Okay.
I've never,
my tarot that I pull every day said
I've never
you're doing
heard
a cool
music
things.
Show. Like, do you, when you go to the movie theater, do you say, I'm here to see the pictures?
What if I do?
I'm here to see the moving picture.
What if I do?
This is a new invention.
What if I do?
Me and the family used to get around the radio.
See? I can't. I just can't live. Okay, so if you go to a music show and you're texting.
Was it impactful when FDR did the fireside chat?
Yeah, that was wonderful. I loved that.
The Great Depression.
I really enjoyed the Great Depression.
Which point?
A lot of people liked it, which is an assumption.
Which was your favorite point of Wilson's 14 points?
The first point. When he got to the point.
It's a history joke.
Yeah, no, I know. That's really cool. Can we get back to this is my safe zone. I'm feeling safety here.
Yeah, you just lock back in.
No, yeah. I hear something and I go, no.
You can just say you're a screenager.
I go, no. Wow. Guys, can this 30-year-old go to a New York City club?
A New York City, yeah, big ass club. Yeah. New York, get people
also,
of all ages.
New York City, you can go anywhere.
Yeah, I was
about
to say, New York is kind of the exception to this rule, but I feel like if you're in like fucking Ohio, like don't go to the club if you're 30.
No.
Wait, why not?
Because you're in Ohio, like raise a family or something, buy a house.
Wow.
It's like $100,000 to buy a house.
Bro, they're already in Ohio.
Yeah.
Let them have fun for one weekend.
Let them wear a sparkly tank top and heels that they hate.
Not on my watch.
And let them go.
Yeah, I hate clubbing. I used to love clubbing when I was younger.
I used to love clubbing too.
I used to go out all the time. Mm-hmm. I never do now. And if you're 30 and you want to go clubbing, you should definitely feel comfortable.
You should do it.
Doing that.
But I know I haven't been to a club in a really long time.
But you're going to hate it.
You're not going
to
enjoy
it. It's rough. It's also like people don't want to talk to, people don't want to meet new people.
People don't.
You
want
to meet someone that you're already planning to meet there or, yeah.
I think when I went clubbing, it was way more fun. It was like everybody was dancing. Mm-hmm. You were meeting new people. You were talking to a bunch of people.
Everybody's on their phones.
Everybody's on their phones like you know? But you're not going there. Do you go out?
I don't like to.
Yeah. Are you the type of person to start a dance circle? Like, you get in the middle, everybody's like,
no.
Oh, go
but
ahead.
I will get in the middle if I feel the pressure enough. But I do not start that shit. No.
I went to my friend's birthday party, turned 35, and we had a nice dinner.
Oh.
He hired, a hibachi chef.
Oh, okay.
You know, he was, like, throwing zucchinis in people's mouths and stuff. It was sexual. That's not the end of the story.
I know, but
yeah,
you hit that so well.
So he goes, hey, I want to go to an after party after this birthday. I was like, what's your birthday? That's
You're
weird.
Like, whatever. Why?
Sure. But I haven't seen him in a while. So I was like, sure, let's do it. He's my college buddy. We get in the car. I'm driving. I didn't drink. We get to this party. And right as we get to the party, he goes, hey, by the way, I just want to tell you guys something. This is my ex-girlfriend's birthday party. And we were like, okay, that's strange. Mm-mm. But that wasn't the strangest thing. They did a dance thing. It was all like comics and stuff there too. It was all like influencers and comics. And they had they'd rented out this property and they were doing a dance circle. And I've never wanted to more.
Nicole, can we say that?
Then at that very moment. Because they were like, because I was really worried. I was like at the edge. Like, and they were like, come on. And I was like, I would rather die right now.
Sure. You go in the center and you just start texting.
Yeah.
Why did they do that? They rented a property for that?
Yeah, they rented a property. I mean, it was like a bar.
So did you just stand on the side?
Yeah, I stood on the side for approximately 5 minutes and then I got the fuck out of there.
You left immediately.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know. Maybe that's like comics going out and having a good time party. I feel like when like improvisers go out and have a party.
There was definitely improvisers.
There's some dance circles.
No.
There were improvisers
I know.
There.
No.
Yes.
Going out with improvisers, they know how to have a time. I saw some guy do the worm.
No.
No.
And then come up looking
nasty.
Dirty, nasty and dirty. I'm like, I hope it was worth it.
It was not.
It was not.
The
he
worm
was
should
like,
be illegal.
Yeah, I'm not. I was like, wow.
The worm should be illegal, man.
That sucks.
Theater kids,
you should want to be perceived less, I think. That's what I think when
I agree.
In those situations, I'm like.
But then again, if no one had their phones, I feel like more people would be comfortable doing the worm because.
No one can film it.
Yeah, exactly. People are like, yo, some motherfucker just did the worm. They're calling him the worm guy now.
I disagree. I think people are doing that because they know someone's going to film them doing it.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh. I feel like people do weirder things because they're like, oh, this will go viral, man.
Is that right? Is that right? That's what you think.
Yeah. Do
That's
you what think, I think it would go viral?
If I did the worm?
If you did the worm, it would literally be like,
yeah.
Your body would be so stiff.
It'd be the stick.
I would be flopping like
you have
a salmon.
Like a straight body. So it would be like really like.
Yeah. I've never done the worm. So I don't know.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah. Have you?
Totally.
No. Hey, you want to clear this table out?
I can't do the worm. I cannot do the worm. My body is not built for the worm.
She got big old titties. She can't do no worm.
I would bounce. Actually, it would probably be awesome.
It's crazy.
It would be insane for her to try to do the worm.
I did not.
I've got a huge dong, so I can't do the worm either.
Yeah. He's like, okay, this is crazy.
He's
like, I couldn't possibly come. I don't see titty.
He literally is silent.
I've never seen a boob in my
life. Were you silent or silenced?
Man. People in their 30s could learn a lot from young alpha men.
That's,
Should we stay right here for a little bit? Yeah, I'm going to take a sip. This is all you guys.
Yeah, for sure. Hey,
yeah.
Welcome back.
This is all you guys.
Yeah, I really want to learn about life from a deeply insecure child.
Yes.
That's definitely what it is. First of all, this is such an Ouroboros because those young alpha men are learning from older alpha men who are also deeply insecure.
Yes.
And behave like little kids,
yes.
little boys.
Yep.
Like I think about the way Andrew Tate presents himself, right? Or presented, I guess, RIP to his career. He's like kind of gone now, mm-hmm. even though he should be in prison, but he's not. Whatever. I don't understand how that works. You just do crimes and then they let you go?
Yeah.
Weird? Okay.
Yes.
But like, what does he have? He has flashy cars. Mm-hmm. He's constantly surrounded by like women that he's hired mm-hmm. or has allegedly done illegal things with. And I feel like that's very appealing to like a young... Like, if I was 14 years old and I saw that, I'd be like, oh, my God.
Like, wow.
Yeah, he has, like, toys. Mm-hmm. He's so cool.
He has toys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's all that it is.
He's just so insecure.
But he's... Thank you.
He's surrounding himself with all these flashy things so you're not actually looking at himself. Because if you just hung out with him at dinner, What would you guys even talk about?
Maximizing our strategies.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Cryptocurrency.
Yeah. Can you tell...
You're 27. This is in your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many cryptocurrency rug pulls have you engaged?
At least three.
Yeah. Cool.
Can you spot an alpha male from afar?
Are you asking me?
I'm asking you.
Like, because game recognizes game?
That's right, player. I know that's right, big dog.
Okay, I guess I spot one right here.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you?
I don't even know what that is. I don't even know what to look like. What is
What do we look for in an alpha male?
A Prius.
Is that an alpha male, like, coming to... He's, like, coming to clearness?
Yes, because, you know, he needs to realize he needs to save, be more efficient on gas.
Yeah. So he's coming to.
Coming to, yeah.
Yeah. You're right. They mm-hmm. are very insecure. They're deeply insecure.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
But they also prey on a lot of insecure young men as well.
To try to, like, bring them up so there's more alpha males.
Yeah. I guess they just, like, I think push them further down the pit of despair and loneliness because... I think, like, a lot of young boys, they're like, oh, I want to learn how to talk to women. And then they go and, like, hear these guys out, mm. and they don't know how to fucking talk to any human, really. Mm. Like, let alone women. They can't talk to anybody. They shouldn't. It should be illegal for them to talk to humans, mm-hmm. I think. So they don't...
They're poisoning the well.
They just learn all the wrong lessons, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then what actually ends up happening is they're so afraid to talk to women, actually, because they have no idea what women are about.
Yeah.
Because all they know is that they're just bitches.
Yeah, and then they It's just, yeah, it's women hatred for the most part, I think.
It's so gross. No,
yeah, for sure. Especially like, you know, talking to some of the boys and like, oh man, some women are gold diggers. Like, that's why I'm not going to talk to any women because all they want is my money. And I'm like, brother, what money do you have? I'm like, everybody's broke. Let's go find someone to go be broke with together. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's just the internet and all that, all these hypotheticals of like, I need a man who needs to make six figures and all that, who are just bots looking for engagement. They're not real people. They don't know real love.
This world is scary.
Yeah, it's the same principle behind people being like, man, Zoran Mamdani wants to do a wealth tax. It's really going to fuck me up. It's like, bro, you drive a 1997 Corolla.
Nothing's okay? happening to you.
You are nowhere near the top marginal tax rate. You are not going to be impacted by this. He's like, but one day,
I'm going to be there.
Oh, God.
And I'm going to get fucked up when I get there.
God, yeah.
So victimized.
Yeah. Then those poors better look out.
Because it's my time.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to shift with this next question. This is totally different. Okay. I feel like when I got into my 30s, I stopped listening to new music. I don't really agree with that.
This one's rough for me. I listen to no music.
What do you mean?
I was going to say, I don't think you listen to music.
Yeah, I don't.
What?
I literally don't listen
to music. That's why you don't do dance circles.
I know. I'm a freak. I know.
I didn't say that.
Where's your sense of joy?
I didn't say that you were a freak. Sometimes I listen to a lot of podcasts and don't turn on the radio or music until like later in the day, but I still listen to music probably every day.
So you're telling me it's like there's no moment in your life that calls for a little bit of a jam?
I'm sure there were.
The jam is NPR.
The jam is just NPR now.
What's like a band that you like? Or an artist?
None. Nothing.
Not even anything. Nothing.
Wait, what did you grow up listening to, though?
There you go.
I mean, everything. I listen to everything.
Man,
I
mean, complicated man right here.
Yeah, I went from everything to nothing. I went from like...
No doubt.
I literally wore a Nelly Band-Aid under my eye one time to school in Turkey, where they do not know who Nelly is.
Or St. Louis.
So I went from that to, like, you know, Arctic Monkeys, Franz Ferdinand,
okay.
AC/DC, the okay. olds and the indie alternative, whatever,
yes.
at the time. And then college was more EDM, you know, Bloody Beetroots. And
so you have listened to music before?
Yes, Swedish House Mafia. I have.
Swedish House.
Radiohead. I listen to everything.
What are your, do your parents, parents listen to music?
My dad loves Gypsy Kings. Do you guys know what that is?
Of course I know what Gypsy Kings is.
Okay.
I grew up with it. It's like every family event is just Gypsy Kings in my life.
Is it like rock?
No. It's like Spanish guitar, beautiful singing. It's like five men.
Bamboleo.
Yeah.
Bamboleo.
Oh, yes.
There you go.
Yeah. You've definitely heard it at like events.
No, for sure. For sure. I'm going to go listen to it in the car.
Anyway, so like I was traumatized by that because he would just blast that on like long ass car rides.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And I hated it.
You wanted talking.
You wanted talking.
I wanted NPR as an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
I was like, can we learn about the state of the economy?
My mom listened to a lot of books on tape. I don't know if your parents ever did that. So I actually loved listening to talking. Do you know what I mean by books on tape?
Yeah.
Do you guys know what I mean?
Audiobooks?
Like audiobooks?
They called it books on tape because it was literally like—
on a tape.
Yes. That's awesome.
I'm familiar with the concept of audiobooks.
Okay, great. I'm glad you got that.
But do you listen to new music all the time? Do you find yourself like, oh my God, a new song?
So my little sister is obsessed. I call her little, but she's 34. She's obsessed with new music. And so she sends me playlists all the time.
Like, what does she listen to? Like, Osama Son? Underground rapper.
No, definitely not.
No.
She's an underground rapper. When's the last time you heard his song?
I thought you didn't listen to music.
Here we go. How you know underground if you don't listen to music?
I don't. I just
what
like
a mysterious
to be,
man right here.
I just like to be in the know.
In the know, but never know.
Oh, that's good.
Gotcha.
That's good.
Always keep him guessing.
No, she'll just send me new music, and a lot of it I don't know. She likes a lot of like country. She likes a lot of dance pop.
And if your sister never sent you playlists, would you go out seeking it? Out of your own volition.
If it was in like movies or TV shows, sometimes if I have a TV show that I love and there's like music in there that I love, I'll go. But not really.
Ah.
But my husband's obsessed with new music. But again, he loves like
there's
techno.
Enough of it.
Yeah, he goes to like
dance. He
raves
goes to
and
raves
shit.
Until like 6 a.m.
But then again,
thing.
I feel like with techno and dance, hey, don't shoot me. But like,
don't take
you're already
it,
wrong.
Is,
you're
it,
already
is
wrong.
It ever new?
Yes.
Yes.
Do they
oh my
all
God.
Like just like new sounds?
Yes.
Yes. Honey, yes. All the time.
Damn, that's not worse only- than me. That's a crazy hey. Take.
Not only the beats, but the timbre of the music that you're yes. hearing. Like the notes change, the quality of sound changes.
Yes. So.
Okay, because I listen to house music.
Okay, I love house music.
And you're like, this is all the same.
This is all.
I know what you're saying great. By house music, because they sample a lot of old music, mm-hmm. right? But no, it is mostly all new, especially like techno and dance. EDM and
hey, I appreciate it getting jumped. Thank
I
guys.
Like yeah. I like techno.
You do?
Yeah.
That makes sense. You probably like hard techno.
I guess.
This is a soft techno?
There's chiller techno and hard techno. I don't love hard techno. I've been to a hard techno show with
like
H
and Berlin.
I was like, yes.
Bergheim?
Yes.
Bergheim?
Yes.
Yeah,
I was actually going to try to go there. Apparently, you don't get let in if you're wearing something uncool. There's like one security guard. He's
so
like,
so what the hell are
guard.
You going to do?
Bitch, I will kill you. I'll wear all leather.
Oh,
I think everyone is doing that. So you're going to have to really show up.
Okay. Silk slip it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Bedtime is now 9 p.m. No, later.
Yes.
I agree.
100%.
I have to be up at the ass crack of dawn because I have a baby.
Your mother.
I'm a mother. So my son is up at like 5:45.
I have no excuse. I do not have a baby.
That's okay. You don't have to have a baby to go to bed at 9 p.m.
Yeah. I
feels good.
Yeah. Feels so good.
Feels so good.
You guys ever done that?
I just love, I'm a night owl.
Oh, you're a night owl. Yeah.
I like go to the gym at 9.
That's insane.
Outrageous.
I wouldn't be able to sleep right after.
9 to 10:30. Well, I don't.
Yeah. That's why you're a night owl.
Yeah.
You're lifting weights at 9 p.m.
Yeah. You'd be like lit up.
And then I get lifted at 11.
Oh my God.
All right.
What does that mean?
Sex? Like, you're lifting.
It's good to know.
Yeah.
You knew what that meant.
You also are at the Equinox saunas, huh? Equinox.
No fucking in here. Okay. Yeah. 9 p.m. for you?
9 p.m. Nah, I think it's more so 10:30 for me, for all the shows I do past, you know, 9 o'clock.
I stopped saying yes to those shows. I just can't.
Also, like, rehearsals go 8 to 10. So, like, how am I going to go to bed at 9?
That's true. If I was doing that. But, like, for me, when they ask me to do a show at 9:30, I'm like, no. I can't. It's got to be, like, 7 or 8.
I go to bed, not at 9, but I go to bed at 10. And what is happening to my voice?
Do you want water? Yeah. Do you drink water?
Yes, I do. Okay. Yes, I do.
Or only milk. Can we get this guy some milk?
Can we get Hassan some milk?
Like every human, I too drink water.
I don't know.
I go to bed at 10, but the craziest thing is like there's events and stuff that I have to go to. And I get so tired.
Yes.
Because like the other night I was at this gold gala. By the time like 11 o'clock rolled around, I was like, I was a zombie.
Done.
Yeah. People were just like coming up and trying to converse with me. And I was just like, there's no, I like crawled into an Uber.
Yep. Trust me. I went to a movie last night. It ended at 10:40 and I was like,
anyone
I'm gonna get home, man.
Anyone under the age of 30 is gonna watch this and be like, I should end it before I hit 30.
I know, but this is
seem bleak.
Let me tell you, these assumptions are tough, though. Like, it's not just us, but we are really not helping our cause.
I have nothing to say.
Oh yeah, cause
go ahead, talk your shit.
Yeah, because he's a baby.
Talk your 27-year-old shit.
I'm living God, life.
He's learning so much about us.
I'm drinking.
Years.
I'm working out. I'm smoking. I got no complaints over here.
I'm doing all that stuff too. Just ending it at 9 p.m. All that shit shuts down at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
I am not fucking past 9. Am I right? Let's put it in the chat. Being 30 is kind of like the new 25 because our generation is aging slower.
I agree with that.
Sure.
What?
Sure.
I see
Did
that.
Did you yawn?
I sighed.
Yeah, you sighed.
Because I don't think our generation is aging slower, but I do think that we are, we're continuing to be man children for a lot longer. Like we're adult babies.
Yes, agreed.
We're treatler rights. We're adult babies. So yes, I do think that like, I would even go so far as to say 30 is the new 20. Like it's even the age gap is even broader than that, but that's not necessarily a good thing, I guess.
I don't know if it's a good thing. I'm not really sure.
Why would it be a bad thing?
That people aren't kind of maturing.
Do they need to?
Well, they shouldn't be men children.
But why not?
I feel like there's a lot of responsibility.
Okay.
Existing in a civilized society, and I feel like the more childlike we are, the less we care about that sort of thing. And this is inevitably going to unwind the social fabric that binds us.
God, I feel like I'm at story time, and this is awesome with Dad. I feel like I'm learning so much in a wonderful way.
Okay. I'm bringing some PBS energy.
So what are the qualities that we're pointing to as being childlike?
Not taking responsibility for your actions.
Instant gratification.
Negative actions.
Yeah. Shortening attention spans.
Yes, shortening attention spans, a big one. Getting bored easily. I hear so many people being, I'm bored. I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Bored? Mm-hmm. Dude, the world is happening. Go outside.
Touch some grass.
Look at a leaf in the wind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. That sounds kind of boring. I was with you up until you said, look at a leaf.
Do you know what it is? I think with my son, looking at a leaf in the wind is the wildest experience I've ever seen. Because to him, he's like, what is happening? And then we get close and the leaf is like right there. And he's like, he's so afraid of it. And I'm like, whoa, what a new thing that I'm looking at.
That's beautiful.
Did it sound boring then again?
No, it sounded childlike and whimsical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the problem is like, you know, if someone was 30 and doing that, you'd be like, oh.
They're like, oh, wow, look at all the leaves.
You'd
ooh.
Be like, oh, you're that's like, nice.
Walk
oh my God,
walk
this is
fast.
Just like the movie Soul when he's like watching the leaf in the wind when he's 30 and coming back into the new body.
I love the movie Soul. Wait, do you watch movies?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Sometimes.
Okay. And movies have music in them.
I mean, I've heard songs.
An intervention, actually.
I don't walk into the mall and then I'm like, what is that? Like,
music?
I hear a jingle in the elevator. I'm like, I've never heard this before.
This is written in here. What is a treatlerite?
Oh, treatlerite. I said it earlier.
Yeah, what is that? Please tell me it's not something that I should know.
You should know. No, it's just like a treatlerite is a suburban adult usually that really loves their treats.
What?
Really?
I've never heard this in my life. What do you mean by treats? What a statement.
Yeah, that's like a Hitlerite, like a treatlerite.
What kind of treats?
Treats can range anything from getting a haircut to jalapeno poppers at Applebee's.
What is happening?
Marvel Cinematic Universe consumption.
Okay.
Anything and everything that people just like have this unbelievable like brand loyalty to and have to consistently have in their lives.
Like a Stanley Cup.
Sometimes I feel like I'm sitting here, but my body, like my soul is up there going,
I felt you on that one.
What? You are, I guess you haven't been on this planet long enough, Amanda, because you don't know what the F is being said. You know what I'm
you've
saying?
You've been on this planet a very long time.
I've been on this planet.
Very long time.
What was going on with the treatlerite thing, though? You just said it.
It's written here. Nicole wanted to know what it was, so she typed it in.
Oh,
Because I will say you said it so fast, and I decided I didn't want to go down that path of us sitting in silence and me asking what it is. So I decided to let it be.
You guys have not heard of it either.
Nah, this is a new word for Elmo.
So they're cool. They let it be. they don't dig into it like me and become.
I wonder if that happens a lot where I just, you know, I think about that. Yeah.
Well, normally I'm not afraid to, I just met you, but I'm not afraid to be like, what is that?
Yeah, yeah.
But it might happen a lot.
Treat Larry. Treat her right.
That's there you go. Now you downloaded a new one.
And I treat her right.
You're going to drop that later.
I'm going to drop it later. And people are like, what are you saying?
Because it's a good word. It's got good mouthfeel.
I like that you say treats. Treats is very, I like that a lot.
Yeah, there's a very specific type of person, especially Americans that like live in the suburbs, that have their—
They have their treats.
They have their treats. They have their comforts. And yes, Stanley Cup. Like you immediately
knew
what it was.
Like a Costco hot dog.
That's why when things get closed down or McDonald's changes their menu, they're really upset about it.
Yeah, yeah. They throw a fit because there's not really much else to look forward to other than the consumption of treats. And the treats must flow. Because that's kind of the entire
flow.
Yeah, that's kind of the entire social contract in America.
If their treats don't flow, all hell breaks loose for them.
Yeah, I mean,
like bread and circus.
Yeah.
If you're in your 30s, you should stop wearing anime t-shirts.
Ooh,
that's tough.
Yeah. I'm not stopping. I haven't stopped.
Really? You wear anime t-shirts?
Heck yeah.
What are you wearing?
It's awesome.
Crazy.
Are you wearing like Jujutsu Kaisen or some shit?
I do like Jujutsu Kaisen. One Piece. I wear a lot of One Piece.
Chainsaw Man.
Not a lot of Chainsaw Man, even though I do like those shows. One Piece, Cowboy Bebop,
Akira. Did you like the Netflix remakes of those?
No, I would not ever watch anything like
that. I watched the first episode of Cowboy Bebop. Never seen the anime.
Oh, no.
I know. And I didn't watch it continue. I didn't continue it.
Yeah.
Because it was just too... It was too...
The anime is a masterpiece.
It was too... Okay.
The anime is like actually... A really good entry point for people who've never watched anime before. I recommend it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's really good. And the live action was disastrous.
Because they only did one season, right?
Yeah, because
it was not good.
It was dog shit. It was ass.
It was very overstimulating.
It was so bad.
Do you guys wear anime t-shirts?
Nah.
Do you watch anime?
Yeah. I watched.
You said that like you don't want to be bullied right now.
Not at all. Oh, please.
Look how the turntables. Okay.
Now, I've watched Naruto. I watched Naruto Shippuden. I watched a little bit of My Hero Academia. But like, I am not in the
name
weeds.
Name dropping.
I'm not in the weeds of the anime
That's okay.
world.
He definitely watches that.
He loves anime.
Yeah, I could tell.
Chance likes some really cool shit, actually.
Oh, thanks, Amanda.
You're welcome.
You said it like...
Yeah, what? Yeah,
you wouldn't think.
Yeah.
Judging
just by looking
by,
at him,
judging
you wouldn't
by
think.
His
but he
behavior.
Actually watches some really cool shit. He's actually kind of a nice guy.
That I don't believe.
No.
I'm nice.
I think you can wear anime t-shirts at any age. I think, as a matter of fact, it gets cooler the older you get.
I kind of agree.
I kind of like it, too. It's kind of like... George Lucas, in a way. Like, you're just nerding out your whole life.
Yeah,
just
why not? Look at Jack Black. He's in tie-dye t-shirt and shorts and walking around Los Feliz like a boss. I was always told I would start caring less in my 30s. And wow, that has turned out to be true. I am so unbothered by things that would have driven me insane in my 20s.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah, I think that's you start to learn your triggers and be like,
I relate to this a lot.
And like, and you're more tired.
Man, we are really not selling the 30s, guys. 30s, I actually like being in my 30s.
Like you just have certain, like more energy, certain energy for certain things.
I don't like being in my 30s.
Why?
Well, I think it's because of the industry, man. And I'm on.
You get a lot of hate for being in your 30s and being a streamer.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Well, it's interesting because like I'm in the only, like amongst my peers that are my age, in the Twitch sphere and on YouTube, I'm probably the only one whose job gets easier the older you get because I do political commentary.
Yeah.
So you get more credibility.
Yeah.
I get, yeah. I get more credibility as I go along. And yet there's still so many people who are just like
on you about
who are still like, you're 30, you're 34, unk, you get a family.
That sucks. I think people need to stop trolling so hard online.
Oh, this will stop them. Definitely. They're going to hear this and go, wow.
I'm saying this right now.
I see the error in my ways.
You guys need to stop, okay, guys? Mm-hmm. It's enough, okay?
If there's one thing that people who love trolling on the internet...
is hearing when you stop.
Please stop. It hurts my feelings.
I'm going to do a full video of it. But I will say I definitely, when I turned 30, it's not that I stopped caring. I still care what people think, but not as hard. Like if someone's just like, yeah, I don't like that, I'm like, okay. I'm doing it anyways because it feels good for me and I've been doing it for a while and I like it.
Yeah, I feel like that's how you arrive at like 65-year-olds who are just like, I'm going to vote to end the planet because it makes me feel good.
Yeah. Okay, now you're connecting my shit to something terrible.
Yeah.
It's what I've always done. I'm not changing
guys,
it now.
Guys, that's not what I was saying. But yeah.
Giving rights to minorities? I don't think so.
Not on my watch.
It makes me feel good.
I was thinking about other things.
It's tradition.
Like character choices and comedy shows that I can watch. Anyways, guys, thanks for being here. Oh. What a wild video. This is the end.
Okay.
This is the end.
This is literally the end.
End of our lives, too.
This is the end of our lives when you turn 30. Hassan, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Courtney, thank you for being on your first assumption.
Hey,
video.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, anytime. Chance, hi.
Are you going to thank me, too?
Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Oh, you did it.
Yeah, I thanked you. Because in your 30s, you really accept. You forgive and you move on. I thought you were going to look at your watch again. We're done. Okay. Bye, guys.